This is New Classical Tracks from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Julie Allmacher. It's been almost a quarter of a century since the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus released what some people called the recording of Brahms' German Requiem. Then-conductor Robert Shaw was said to have an almost mystical connection to the work. It seemed to inspire his musicians to reach beyond themselves to find the very heart of Brahms. Given the reputation of that 1984 recording and the reverence in which Robert Shaw is still held, it was a pretty nervy move for Robert Spanow to re-record the German Requiem with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. A nervy move, yes, but a good one. Listen to this stunning moment from the second movement, "For All Flesh Is As Grass." Begins as a reluctant funeral march, a relentless drumbeat accompanying us toward our inevitable end. But what is this? A shift to major and an allusion to the passing of days and of seasons compared to the eternity of God. The form, the genre of the Requiem has been around for hundreds of years, with the earliest surviving manuscript from the 15th century. Over these hundreds of years, composers have introduced slight variations into their own expressions of the Requiem Mass, but the overall picture, more or less the same. We begin with a prayer for the dead and requests for mercy and forgiveness. Also included, reminders of the day of wrath and a look into the abyss that may await. Although many requiems are exquisitely beautiful, there is a fire and brimstone element that cannot be escaped. And so, Brahms disregarded that established structure and traditional text, and he created his own. Most notably, his Requiem abandons the Latin of a Catholic Mass in favor of his native German. Polish baritone Mariusz Kwiecień with the third movement of Brahms' German Requiem. Although Brahms wasn't a churchy kind of guy, he studied the scriptures like a regular zealot. Martin Luther's German Bible was a lifelong favorite and the source of the various texts throughout the Requiem. Not only did Brahms change the language of the Requiem, it's almost as though he turned the Requiem itself inside out. Instead of sending prayers for the dead to heaven, Brahms seems to bring from heaven words of comfort for the living. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted, from the Gospel according to Matthew. They who sow with tears will reap with joy, from the Psalms. I think one of the sweetest elements of Brahms' Requiem is the fact that it was inspired by the death of his own mother. Essentially, he comforts himself in his mother's voice. You now have sorrow, but I will see you again. He reinforces again and again the belief that no matter our travails, there is peace at the end. Soprano Twyla Robinson, with the fifth movement of Brahms' German Requiem, "I will comfort you as one whom his mother comforts." One of the best metaphors I ever heard for the endless cycle of life and death was that of a sandbar in a river. It's a little island of sorts, but every second of every day, the water washes away some sand at one end of the sandbar, but at the same time, it deposits more sand at the other end. So the contours of our little island change with time as the people we love leave us, and as new ones arrive for us to love. Robert Shaw has left us, but Robert Spano capably leads the latest incarnation of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus a little further down the river. And for this week, that's New Classical Tracks from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Julie Amacher.